Michael, you say you are a star person. Tell me more about that.
Well, that term, star person, which was related to Brad Steiger's research with some NASA engineers and scientists, correlated and verified my own awareness, because as I mentioned earlier, when I taken aboard the ship in 79 and being told by this being Corton, who is a major member of the Ashtar Command, the Federation of Light, and telling me that I was going to come upon this list of characteristics, and then 2 months later after this encounter, finding this list in the old East-West Journal and noting that I had almost everyone on the list, because the theory, which to me is more than a theory, is that when I took Earth embodiment, because I retained conscious memory physiologically, that higher energy, the higher consciousness that I was able to retain on the physical level affected my DNA, RNA, genetic code, and I took on these patterns. And depending on how much other star people, other volunteers, light workers, indigos, walk-ins, different terms of this, have been able to retain when they come into Earth embodiment is how many of those characteristics the person ends up having. And so the list that is something that I find a lot of people find very fascinating when they look at it and go, oh, my God, I do have that, and I have that. And people realize the significance that that is a physical, to me, evidence of their soul being from a higher world of the Federation of Light.
Would we be in shock over the amount of people that might be star people and who they might be?
I don't think so. My perceptions or the research I've been involved in and meeting lots of people through the years, through workshops and seminars and stuff, and people are drawn to this. I would say about 25% of the world's population minimum are souls directly off the ships, and then there is a large group of humanity that might have come here originally. I think everybody on Earth, and technically millions and billions of years ago, were from somewhere else. It's just that there are some of us more immediately, more directly from off the ships, and we retain a little more of that energy pattern. And I think right now we're going through a major energy shift. In fact, tonight, one of the significant things, and I got some feedback from others, that being known as Lord Metatron is anchoring what some call the Platinum Ray during this full moon tonight. It's actually been coming in for a while, but it's one of the many new frequencies, new cosmic frequencies hitting the planet that's never been here before, which is going to cause a major shift in the timeline, like a new timeline being created, and everybody's starting to awaken. All over the planet right now, there's a huge shift, which is also exposing the cabal, waking everybody up to their mission or purpose.
Yeah, I think so too, Michael. I can feel that. It's been happening over the last couple of years, but it's really happening now. And, you know, here it rolls. You had said that, you know, they're human looking. Do they look like us, or do we look like them?
Well, we, quote, the human race was, and through my communications and contact, it's been very clearly shown, and I have memory going back ages of time, that the human race, Earth human, was genetically seeded originally by the Elohim, human-appearing higher beings who created human bodies so that these less advanced souls could progress and evolve at their own rate. Later on, unfortunately, beings like the Draconians and Anaki and other came in and infiltrated the Elohim colonies, shut down 10 of our original 12 strands, and really messed things up. Now, finally, after all these ages, many of the whole planet's about to graduate. It's going through an ascension process so that all of the negative or imbalanced elements are going to be basically transmuted. And I think the next 2 years we're going to see the cabal being fully exposed. This is the if things keep going the way things are energetically, my sources have told me that there's been numerous, after 9/11 being a wake-up call, there's been numerous false flag events that actually have been neutralized by the Federation of Light that weren't allowed to play out, or we'd be in many times worse mess than we are right now.
Michael, the situation, and we're going to get into some of these events that are going on. I've always heard that they can't get involved. They can't, you know, put their hands on helping us or saving us. It sounds like that might not be the case.
Well, yes and no. There has always been laws of non-interference in the Federation of Light, that, but there are some exceptions. And those exceptions are actually, there's about four of those. There was originally three. One of those is if a planet's a threat to itself, that is, through nuclear war, through destruction, it would affect the other planets because of blowing up, by being affected in a negative way. A second one is if a planet's a threat to other worlds. And there's a lot of evidence now because of people like Gary McKinnon, who confirmed what Ashtar and other beings have told me years ago, that the government back-engineered Black Op Technologies. There's a little anti-gravity fleet flying around up there. If you look through night vision goggles, you can see some so-called battles where the Cabal ships, the anti-gravity ships, are actually trying to fire on the Federation light ships that are in guardian action around the planet, trying to make this out to be an invasion when it's really intervention. And if a planet is not only, also if a planet's holding up the evolution of other planets at the ends of all these cycles, then they are mandated to intervene and help the planet go through this transition, hence the need for evacuation and divine intervention.
The ability of human beings at this point to glance into the future, to change their own destiny, seems to be growing as well. Are they sharing that with us? Are we getting that from them?
Well, yes. My perception is that, and this is kind of a theory, but it's more than a theory, that there is a group of those of us, and George, you could be part of this group too, that our oversoul future self has come back, in a sense, from the future. This is a crude way I explain it, in impacting the past-present timeline, that we're actually creating a new timeline overlapping the old timeline. So a lot of the plans of the Cabal, like martial law and all these other things, are not occurring because there's so many of us whose consciousness from the future has merged back and are altering the future outcome. That's why instead of being a third of humanity surviving, at least two-thirds to three-quarters in this new vibration, new timeline, are going to survive and go into the golden age. But there's a lot of cleansing, a lot of cleanup that's going to happen over the next couple of years as we approach 2012. And because of the return of Nibiru, Wormwood, the Federation is poised right now. If need to evacuate, for that reason, they will. But I also see this, as I describe in the book, Prepare for the Landings, as a R&R situation for many of us that came here. I remember being in the councils, this being discussed, that we would promise that would be lifted up in a series of ways rather than just one to make sure every soul is accounted for. This is what I describe in depth at Prepare for the Landings.
All right, how many different kinds of extraterrestrials are out there, Michael? We've heard about the Greys, the Reptilians, the Nordiques. What's
out there? Well, there's quite a few, but one of the largest groups that has been highly suppressed, and I find this in the UFO community, there's been an agenda for years when I've gone to a lot of these conferences. I believe very strongly that people like George Adamski, George Van Tassel, Hardmenger, these original pioneers, they were the ones who had authentic contacts with human-appearing ETs, and then the UFO community formed and had a psychops of debunking, ridiculing, suppressing these more empowering, uplifting experiences while they stuffed the grays down our throats, talked about strange, mysterious lights in the sky, and always say everything is fraud or hoax. I think the Billy Myers contact case really brought it into perspective. Here was a case, well-documented, crystal metal samples, people like Marcel Vogel analyzed, and yet MUFON and a lot of groups still wanted to debunk it. I think if it had been an abduction case rather than human-appearing ETs, they would have been yelling from the rooftops to get the information out. I think there was a massive agenda and bias against anything empowering and uplifting that gives us hope, that helps empower us, prepares us for the time that's coming ahead. And this has been a lot of things that I've observed through the years. It's pretty clear there was an agenda.